All right, it's hard for me to believe. I can't speak for you, Dane, but it's nearly impossible for me to believe that this right now is the 25th anniversary of the phenomena that is Wayne's World. Can you imagine that it's been 25 years since that has started?
I think led by probably the success of the soundtrack. When we left from a Grammy-nominated gospel singer to that song,
right,
which is so iconic as well,
right,
it's probably led to the hit.
The anthem of our generation, many people have called it. To celebrate the 25th anniversary of Wayne's World, Marissa Amoni is a publisher and editor and writer over at Downtown Aurora Magazine, also event organizer and local promoter. And Jennifer Rausch is a Celebration co-founder and owner of If These Walls Could Talk. That's an art gallery and framing shop in Downtown Aurora, here to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Wayne's World. Ladies, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Party on.
Yeah. It's party on is right.
Party on.
How can it be 25 years? What happened? How did that happen so fast?
We must have been babies is what I'm thinking.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
It.
I was a sophomore in high school, West High, having a good time wearing probably this very same flannel that I'm wearing right now.
Right.
I was barely legal and big hair and spandex.
Oh, way back then.
It was 1992.
It was. It's unfathomable, but it was. It was that long ago.
And it was a big, big movie. And, you know, you talk about so many movies being filmed out in Los Angeles or on, you know, far off exotic locations. Aurora, Illinois is not necessarily one of the most exotic locations, at least not in the travel brochures.
Well, that depends how you think of it. We do have the longest bar at the Web.
Oh, you do?
So, yeah.
See?
Yep. So
I should check with the Visitor Bureau.
Something, Dane.
Right. No, I'm just saying. But how cool is it to have a movie that is still to this day holding up, considered cool, and so identified with Aurora?
It's really cool, to tell you the truth. For the last 25 years, I grew up in Aurora, so I have that lovely notoriety for sure. But when people say, "Where are you from?" and you say Aurora, they immediately say Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right off.
So this is something that's been fun for us, and we've embraced for 25 years. And now, thanks to Jen, who came up with the idea to celebrate the 25th anniversary. I had no idea. She approached me one day and said, "Hey, I have this awesome idea. Wayne's World is turning 25. Let's celebrate." And
so do something, right?
You have to do something. Remind me of this. Was any of it? Was some of it? How much was filmed? Did they use Aurora at all?
They used a couple stock footage.
They did
background checks, but most of it was done in California.
A couple months ago, my friend Rusty is a stand-up comic. He lives in Australia, and he was here in Chicago. It was his second or third time in Chicago, and the first thing he and his friends did was they headed out there because they wanted to see Stan Makita Donuts, which he then found out was just strictly a set. It didn't actually exist.
Well, they should come now because we are doing a lot of fun window displays. We have a Stan Makita's Donuts window display.
Do you really?
We have the Aurora Historical Society is putting on a donut taste-off and inviting local bakeries to participate. So we are hamming it up for sure.
We have the basement scene set up.
For the next 6 months.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think there's some landmarks there. I'm not exactly positive, but I think, isn't the Pacer like somewhere? Like the
it
car?
Is.
I think I was emceeing a Hollywood Casino event, and I think the Pacer is there, so you can't
see. Jen's going to tell you about the Pacer.
It's the... I have the official blurb here. It's the Wayne's World 1977 Blue Pacer, otherwise known as the Mirthmobile. It is a licensed reproduction acquired from Paramount Studios for display purposes. It is in our museum.
Yeah.
It's not in the casino, so you don't have to be 21. You can
see
it.
Good.
We also actually have the original guitar from the movie.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The one that's
the one Tia Carrera was.
Oh,
playing, yes.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Did you talk to any of the stars to see if they'd be able to come down for the celebration?
Tia is coming out this Friday.
Yeah.
Nice.
For the movie.
I don't know if you've obviously spoken to her. Very nice lady. I've interviewed her. She's great.
I haven't spoken to her. Marissa has.
Yeah.
And we also heard that the director is coming in for the 4th of July. So Penelope Spears will be coming in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've touched base with Penelope. She approached us to come out for the 4th of July. We're doing a huge headbanging event where it'll already be the 4th of July, and so people will already be there for the fireworks. So we're inviting everyone to headbang along to Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's beautiful. All right.
Right before the fireworks.
Well,
she hopes to join us for that.
You mentioned Tia Carrera coming out. You know, whenever you're dealing with Hollywood stars, there's usually a long rider of things that they, and I don't want to say demand, but require for their appearances. Like when she comes in, do you have to play the theme music and all that stuff every time she shows up?
Well, Jen's talked to White Castle, Pizza Hut.
Oh, good.
And she has, I think, some red vine licorice.
We have the red vine laces because, you know, the Mirthmobile had the dispenser in the car for them to have their licorice dispensers.
All right, explain this to me. For a long time, Saturday Night Live had this thing where if they had a scene that kind of took off, they made it into a movie. And sometimes it was good, the Blues Brothers, and sometimes it wasn't. Night at the Roxbury, right. Same one. What was it, do you think, about Wayne's World where they would take the scene, this 4 or 5 minute scene on Saturday Night Live, and they made it into a 90 or 100 minute movie, and it was really funny?
I just think it was really period. It was it appealed to that set of people. We were comfortable. We were in our rock t-shirts, jeans with holes, you know, and just hanging out, and it was so super casual, nothing serious.
Yeah.
Nothing serious. You need to escape.
Do you think also anyone who went to high school knew Wayne and Garth? Those two kids existed in every high school, not just in Illinois, but throughout the country. Those guys were real people to us.
Everybody, I think everybody has a Wayne and Garth in their life somewhere.
Absolutely. Yep. They're very relatable and a lot of fun. And they're, you know, they're heroes in the movie. It's fun.
Yep.
You got to have a villain, too, with a fully functional Babe Lair.
And Rob Lowe is so good.
You know what? He's one of the most underrated actors ever. Because there's so many things that you see Rob Lowe and you go, oh, Rob Lowe again. Oh, wait a minute. He's really good. He was great in Wayne's World.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So how did this go from the, wouldn't it be fun if we did this stage to the actual, we're doing this stage? What happened in the middle there?
Not really sure. It started out as a grassroots movement for, you know, local businesses just have fun, play with it. And then something happened and it went viral and it went everywhere. People were calling. We actually got a phone call or an email 2 weeks ago from the AMC Pacer Car Club of Denver, Colorado. And they want to wheel out all their Mirthmobiles to Aurora, Illinois during one of our celebrations. Wow. And we're like, okay, sure.
Wow.
Come on.
Wow. That's impressive.
See, as you start something like this, and you guys are fans of it and obviously have that connection in the community, but you really, at some point, you really did start to realize that this movie had a huge impact on people all over the place.
All over. We didn't realize. We thought, quirky Aurora, we'll embrace it. But then next thing you know, it's like, I've got artists from Chicago wanting to do our poster contest for this Friday. I'm like, bring it. Come on. You know, the more the merrier. World, one party.
Here's what's funny. We just did, we had similar people on for Ferris Bueller's anniversary a few months ago. And it's really strange. There's something about the Midwest that we just embrace that stuff. Same thing with Christmas Story in Indiana. You know, the people, it's like a pilgrimage to go to that town where
Groundhog
they did Christmas
Day.
Story. Groundhog Day is another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that happened.
We were just talking about that on the way to Chicago from Aurora. And yeah, we're just lucky that ours is pretty cool.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
We get the notoriety here of having a cool movie.
Is there any chance of anything for sale? Have you guys been able to pick up? I know they did years ago. There were figures of Wayne and Garth. Are you able to sell any of that anywhere in town? Is there anything available now that they're still making?
Well, we're not selling anything. We're just doing it, you know, for the love of it.
Yeah.
Just to really, you know, give a nod to Wayne's World and the 25th anniversary. And really, as we do a lot of stuff, we are just so excited that the community is involved, and we love Aurora.
Yeah.
You know, they love Aurora. Businesses are coming on board. Like Jen said, Jen owns a business in downtown Aurora, and businesses are putting up displays in their windows and hosting events, and it's just snowballed, and it's from Jen's idea, and it's just so cool.
So it's been like almost 100% positive. I'm sure there may have been an occasional, you know, kind of detractor, right? Even with the Cubs, you know, so much positivity, there's always somebody who's upset that someone's going to the bathroom on their lawn, right? And those people are in the minority, right? But did you have to like push it at all? Was there anybody that you had to kind of work through that was maybe saying like, hey, that we're not proud of this, you know, it was a goofy movie?
No, in actuality, everyone has been so excited about it. And the Beacon, our local paper, picked up the first story, and it kind of went national from there. And everybody has been using hashtag Party on Aurora and just really embracing it and having a fun time. And I haven't heard one negative comment.
Friends of the Park didn't try to close you down for any reason? No? Good. You lucked out.
No, and we taught Paramount Pictures notes about it. And
Oh, now that can be tricky because sometimes movie companies, if they're not getting a cut, they don't want any part. They don't want that happening.
What kind of letter is that, Bill? Cease and desist?
What is this?
We're hoping that they're very excited about it, and
they should be because I mean it's beloved by fans. There's no loser in this. That's
I think
great.
So, and we're not selling merchandise. We're not making a profit. And again, we're just it's a community thing, and we're proud of Aurora.
Yep.
And we're just excited. We're not worthy.
I beg to differ.
You are quite worthy. It all starts this Friday, February mm-hmm. the 3rd, and then it runs into the summer, right?
It goes
all the way through the 4th of July?
Yeah. Well, there's some things you can't do in the wintertime, and we want to embrace the whole warmth and have people come out when they can,
Oh, yeah. We're having the U.S. Air Guitar Qualifier at Two Brothers Roundhouse in May.
So the greatest air guitarists
of all time
from around the world will be there.
Yes.
So we want to see both of you
join
us.
In.
Excellent. So practice your air guitar.
All right. We're
more of an air drummer.
We have look-alike contests. We have a great business in Aurora, Luigi's Pizza. That's been around forever, and they're renaming their arcade Noah's Arcade, and he's dressing up like Noah Vanderhoff, and it's just, again, it's amazing.
Good.
This is why we love our city, because everyone's embracing it and just having a ball with it.
It sounds like so much fun. It's Wayne's World's 25th anniversary going on in Aurora. Marissa and Jennifer, if people want more information, the website they want to go to is downtownaurorin.com. Is that right?
They can go there. That's my magazine. But I prefer that they go to auroradowntown.org.
Okay.
So auroradowntown.org. And they can find out an entire schedule of the 6 months of events. There's also a nice calendar, so they can click on different events and find out. And there's all of the venues that are participating in First Fridays this Friday, which is our monthly art crawl. So there's art, music, Wayne's World activities. So they can find all the information there.
Sounds like fun. Thank you both so much.
Thank you. We have the basement scene set up so people can come sit on Wayne's couch.
And take pictures and there, I'm hoping.
Yeah. No pictures, Bill.
No pictures, please. We demand no pictures. Marissa, Jennifer, thank you. I hope this is a huge success for you. It's Wayne's World's 25th anniversary. Go see it for yourselves. We'll take a quick break, then more show. It's Bill and Dane in for Wendy on WGN.